Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Bonetsky, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is The Walkin' Talkin' Exclamation Point.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is the testimony given by John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing, if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Who are you? The way the question is posed to John has an aggressive tone. It's an interrogation and not a seeking for knowledge, which may explain the curtness of the Baptist's replies until he makes his reveal, a reveal which is more mysterious than revealing. We can almost feel the anger and frustration, the steam coming out of their ears, as his questioners respond to John's explanation by attacking his right to baptize. Who are you? They may well have been asking, "Who do you think you are?" It's pretty obvious that the priests and Levites see John as a threat, not as a herald of good news. Already there are intimations that not only will they not listen to this voice crying in the wilderness, but that this voice must be silenced. Who are you? John knew the speculation and gossip about him. He was the other, someone not like us, living apart from the community in a lifestyle that was both sign and witness. Those years in the wilderness were his formation period, an intense soul-searching of his identity before God, and a preparation for his mission in the spirit and power of Elijah. The starkness of that desert existence, his rough garments and diet, the naked solitude, was absolutely necessary, for it kept John rooted in the reality of who he was and who he was not. John's searing self-knowledge and humility withstood the seductions of power, which would cheapen a charism into charisma. His words were not meant to tickle ears, but to pierce hearts with repentance, to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his paths. No one but John could be that voice. No one but John could be that walking, talking exclamation point. That was his identity before God, and John embraced it wholeheartedly until death. Who are you? John the Baptist has given his answer. Now it's time to give ours as this new year of grace begins. Who are you? A question we ask ourselves and a question God asks, and yes, even answers for us each year. As the Eternal Father said to St. Catherine of Siena, "Do you know, daughter, who you are and who I am? If you know these two things, you will have beatitude within your grasp. You are she who is not, and I am he who is." ¶¶
Oh.